Feeder cattle futures closed lower again Wednesday. Global consumers view livestock production as a solution to climate change rather than the problem, according to Cargill's latest quarterly Global Feed for Thought survey. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 15th of April. Negotiated cash fit cattle trade in all major cattle feeding regions ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Cattle futures closed lower again Wednesday, but off of session lows. Pressure included the jump in grain prices, the lack of cash direction, and recently declining open interest. For example, live cattle open interest declined 7,303 contracts week to week on Tuesday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents lower across a range of 15 cents to 87 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.32 lower. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.80 higher Wednesday afternoon at $272.91 a hundredweight. Select was 77 cents higher at $267.31. As alluded to, grain futures rallied higher Wednesday, fueled by forecast cold weather in the U.S. Corn Belt for the next couple of weeks and continued dryness in South America. Corn futures closed 10 to 14 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly 5 to 6 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 20 cents higher through July of 22 and then mostly 8 cents higher. By the way, I recently started a weekly markets podcast for Calf News called The Calf News Price Point. It comes out Tuesday mornings and provides a weekly synopsis and highlights. You can subscribe for free at calfnews.net. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current amid futures price pressure. Feeder steers sold $4 to $7 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $5 lower. A day earlier, long-winged, thin-fleshed steer calves, suitable for grass, sold steady to $2 higher. Weaned heifer calves sold $1 to $3 lower in a light test. There are 8,114 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds sold mostly steady with instances of $3 higher. Steers weighing 751 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower. Heifers weighing 600 to 650, 700 pounds to 750, and 800 pounds to 850 traded mostly steady. There are 5,859 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, where there are 3,682 head. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher, but $1 to $4 lower at heavier weights. Heifer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold steady to $3 higher, but $3 to $5 lower at 550 to 700 pounds, and then mostly steady at heavier weights. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing 400 to 1,000 pounds sold $4 to $8 lower, while feeder heifers weighing 400 to 925 pounds also sold $4 to $8 lower. There are 2,733 head on offer. Prices were higher at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, where lightweight steers sold from $2 higher to sharply higher, and lightweight heifers traded mostly steady to $7 higher. There are 1,983 head on offer. Finally, heifers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold steady at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, where there are 1,036 head. There are too few comparable sales to trend at other classes and weights. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Wednesday, with pressure from big tech stocks, but major bank stocks beating quarterly earnings forecasts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 53 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 138 points. Consumers view livestock production as a solution to climate change rather than the problem. According to Cargill's latest quarterly Global Feed for Thought survey, specifically those who indicated climate change as important to them also rated livestock and agriculture lowest in negative impact compared with other industries generally regarded as significant contributors to climate change. Cargill's survey included responses from 2,510 consumers representing the United States, France, South Korea, and Brazil. Overall, survey respondents ranked transportation and deforestation as the greatest contributors to climate change. Of those surveyed, 59% said federal and national governments bear the highest responsibility for addressing climate change. In terms of reducing livestock's impact, 57% of respondents cited companies involved in beef production, and 50% cited cattle producers. Of course, U.S. cattle producers have a long history of climate-friendly, sustainable beef production. They reduced the carbon footprint of the industry by 40%, while increasing beef production by 66% between the 1960s and 2018, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. As Jerry Bone, a Kansas cattleman and NCBA president, says, "We already know a growing global population will require and demand high-quality food, which means we need ruminant animals, like beef cattle, to help make more protein with fewer resources." He emphasizes cattle generate more protein for the human food supply than would exist without them because their unique digestive systems allows them to convert human inedible plants like grass into high-quality protein. A recent research paper confirmed U.S. beef production is the most sustainable system in the world. The study examined livestock life cycle assessments from across the globe to reach its conclusions and pointed out that there is significant room for improvement of global livestock production practices. While it laid out many opportunities for improvement, it also recognized the work already done by the U.S. cattle industry to become the leader in sustainable beef production. Thanks to early adoption of innovative grazing practices combined with advances in cattle breeding and nutrition, U.S. producers have already employed many of the suggested practices that the study suggests be employed around the world. According to Cargill's Feed for Thought survey, nearly 80% of consumers around the world who indicated climate change as important reported a willingness to make a change in the type of food they purchase. In turn, about half of those consumers said they would be willing to pay a premium for a product that promises a low carbon footprint to curb their impact. When asked about the most important factors considered at point of purchase, these ranked highest with consumers: taste, the avoidance of antibiotics and growth hormones, and knowing where products come from. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 15th of April. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.